I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and thanks for listening on this wonderful, miraculous, finally here hump day.
Hump day.
Big Brother's on tonight. Jury's still out if I can stay up that late to watch it, but I think I'm gonna try.
You can do it. Come on.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Ben.
Oh. By the way, you're the one that gave me this idea, and it is not working out.
What's the
video
idea?
So yesterday you were like, you know, we had all these old iPads lying around,
yeah.
And I decided I was going to use that for the camera that we're. And I went, oh, I bet I got some old crap lying around that'll work.
Yeah.
So I went and found an old iPhone. I'm looking at my iPhone 6. The battery lasts for about the first hour of the show, and I've been struggling with it ever since. In fact,
you can't leave it plugged in?
Not and have you get to see anything from it. No. No, the positioning is not right for it to stay. You know, the cords are only so long, and I haven't had time to... This is my first day with it. So anyway,
okay, we'll figure that out. I mean, it'll be... Sure.
But it's not.
Well, I'm glad that you know. Right. Look, we're trying to get this set up. If this is going to be long term, we got to figure these things out. That's all. You know? And some of us have more crap to do during the day, Vinny, than other people.
That is
so
true.
So it's, you know, for me, I just sit here and look at this and go, well, you know what I really need? And then I go, hey, John. You know? And there aren't babies. There's no kids saying, hey, you know what else you should be doing? Going for a bike ride, doing finger paints. Having a tea party, playing dress up, getting a makeover. Oh, I hear Cameron. Speaking of little babies in our spaces.
There's a door banging.
Oh, let's hear that.
Oh, she ran away. She went somewhere.
I'm sure I have a sponsor. Let's find out what Nicole gave me. I like this. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by local restaurants. As it gets hotter, don't cook in your house. It's already hot there. Come on, man. What are you trying to smoke everybody out? Stop it. Order takeout. Woo! God, I could go for some takeout. Support your local restaurants by ordering food to go. And remember, wear a mask when you go pick it up. Just a quick reminder, a little PSA there from the Sarah and Vinny show, and specifically to Jesus. Listen to Jesus, people. You know, she knows. Those MTV Video Music Awards, they're happening. We talked about this a little bit last week that people were getting nominated. It's going to be live on August 30th from the Barclays Center. So in New York. But it looks like, you know, if there is an audience at all, there'll be 20 seats between them. I can't imagine that a bunch of stars are going to show up for this. However, they've got sort of piped in performances that they're going to be doing. Doja Cat is confirmed. BTS is confirmed. J Balvin. All the members, by the way, of BTS, in case you were worried. They go through a whole thing here it'll be all of them. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Their names are RM, Suga, V, J-Hope, Jin, Jungkook, and Jimin. Now you know.
That's BTS?
That's BTS, baby.
Yep. Okay.
Dynamite is, I guess that's being released on August 21st, their new single. So there you go. There are people who, remember we, God, what was
Krista?
Krista. Oh, we had his intern. If you turn on BTS, it's like part of her went away. Just, you know, so happy. Just like, jumping up and down. And she's a pretty quiet girl. Man, mm-hmm. you turn on BTS, she went wild. Wild.
I don't know BTS, but I love music and I'm happy when people are happy. So if that does it for them, then that's great.
Yeah, and it did it for her. Sometimes we play BTS just to see. And sure enough, she'd come running out of wherever she was. Hey, you guys! Like, oh my God, works every time. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, BTS, I guess I'm too old for that. Geez. I don't know.
Oh, I can't see, but my zipper was down. That's ridiculous. Oh. It's grown okay. man walking
well, let's
around
get
with
that
the
up.
Zipper down. Yeah. I did.
It would probably be easier to name the musicians who haven't done Las Vegas residencies than the ones who have. And this is a slam on everyone who is currently doing a residency in Vegas and everyone who ever has. Paul McCartney thinks you're waiting to die. He basically told the British edition of GQ, "That's something I've been trying to avoid my whole life. Definitely nothing attracts me about the idea. Vegas is where you go to die, isn't it? It's the elephant's graveyard."
Wow, I'm surprised to hear that. I've always thought that Vegas was a full on loser magnet. Like, I just felt that way, that there's nothing good about seeing a guy bet his last buck and end up buckless.
Yeah.
So I just think that there went your last dollar, dude. Now what? So I don't necessarily disagree with him on that, but you'd think that as someone who's toured the world, he would see the excitement in being able to park your equipment, leave it all set up, mm-hmm. and show up nightly to do a show for a different audience. That's, you know, the
paying the
revolving
big bucks to
wheel
be there.
of tourists that go through Vegas. It seems right. like a I don't okay. Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I thought he was harshing on Britney, you know.
He doesn't
Celine.
Seem that negative of a dude.
No,
you know,
no.
like he seems like someone anyway, all right.
You know, I wonder if for him, because you know, he does tour, I mean, or he did before everyone stopped touring.
Right.
You know, so he'd go out on the road and he probably enjoys that part of it, and because he doesn't actually have to haul his own equipment or really do much of anything that he doesn't want to do because he's Paul McCartney the whole time, he's like, no, why would I want to plan it in one place? I'll get so bored.
Yeah, maybe.
The scenery bores me. Plus, it's Vegas. Ugh. Like, I wouldn't want to. But on the other hand, you know, I'll go see a show there. I don't mind that.
Well, you know, my attitude has changed since we went as a show, I don't know how many years ago. I frankly had a great time, and
yeah,
you know, I don't drink, so there's some of I missed some of the good times that maybe
you still
the rest
stayed up till 3 in the morning.
But yeah, I was out and had fun, and it was a good time, and I couldn't stay there for any period of time, and I wouldn't go there alone because I sure couldn't stay sober under those circumstances.
Plus hookers, you know.
Well, I've never had to.
You think
I've
that girl just likes you?
To
but
a
turns
hooker,
out.
So
no, you
I
don't go
I
visit them,
avoid.
Vinny. They pick you up.
Well, whatever.
And
the
so
point
cute.
Is, I know, but the point is, I've made it this far, so yeah. I think I'll be able to avoid that.
Wow.
Anyways, okay, Paul McCartney doesn't like Vegas.
I really was surprised. And speaking of Vegas, like, who would you say of all time is like? Well, I suppose Sinatra might be the one, but I always think about Elvis when I think about Vegas. Like, you know. There he was in the later years of his career, just like doing the Vegas show and that, getting that silver studded white flare legged outfit and doing his karate moves. Like, whoa!
It's weird that
hurt
I'm
yourself,
as,
sir.
As big a fan of music as I am, I have zero Elvis records. I have never pressed play on an Elvis song ever, and I don't think of him. At all.
Yeah.
Not even, I would think of Sinatra before I would think of Elvis. He's just not on my radar at all. And I know he is because your dad loved him, but I don't.
Yeah, I love Elvis. Oh my God. You know, I will say this though. If you ever want to, and it sounds like you don't, There are a series of live shows, and I think they're in Vegas, where it's him and the guys on the stage, and they're performing it all live, and they've got the background singers, and he's amazing. And he's young, you know, he's probably, I don't know, 7-8 years into his career. Like, he's fully established. He owns the stage. He is killing it. The whole relaxed, just like playing guitar and singing and just amazing. You're like, holy crap.
I don't know why it never caught me. I really don't.
But you may be better off.
I actually do know why. I have told you guys this many times. So my music sort of experience was the crap my dad listened to, which wasn't passionate about it. So, you know, he occasionally had Jim Croce, I heard, and I heard James Taylor through him. And my parents loved Mac Davis, and I just, yuck. So I listened to, here it is, Kiss, then Devo, and from Devo, I was skateboarding and around older kids, and I listened to punk rock, and I missed all the genres. So, you know, it's only in going back that I have found the Beatles to be great and Zeppelin to be great, and I just never got to Presley, I guess.
Well, speaking of skateboarding, mm-hmm. jump to this story. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 soundtrack is coming out. It's remastered. It's coming out this fall. Tony Hawk is putting out albums. You know, he's not on them, but therefore, right. I assume this is for, you know, his video game, right?
He's rebooting his game. I never played it, but I also have heard, and anyone can tell me I'm wrong because I don't know for fact, I also heard that he made more money off his video game than he ever made doing anything else combined. Like, the game
we all need
made
video
him
games.
Wealthy beyond anything. He's rich, rich.
The lineup is crazy for this soundtrack. A Tribe Called Quest, Skepta, Screaming Females, Alex Leahy, I don't know him, Viagra Boys, Sublime, The Ataris, Chai, possibly, Machine Gun Kelly, Less Than Jake, Rage Against the Machine, Bad Religion, Dead Kennedys, Naughty by Nature, Suicidal Tendencies, Anthrax,
nice.
Primus, Dub Pistols, Power Man 5000, Papa Roach, among the I guess those guys all had music in the original edition, and now this whole thing is remastered. And
go back to the beginning. Was that Alexi or Alex?
Alex Leahy.
Alex Leahy. Okay, there's a guy. I was thinking it's a metal guy. I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't either. So there's he's releasing a remastered Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. And then I guess that there's a video which gives you a sneak peek inside the game. It's out September 4th on PlayStation, Xbox One, and PC. PlayStation. I've always liked that. Joan Rivers has been deceased for a number of years.
Alex Leahy's a girl. Sorry, everyone. Oh, I just wanted to.
I didn't know who that was at all.
Okay.
Can we talk? New comedy albums from Joan Rivers are coming out this year. It's amazing. Actually, not this year, next year, 2021. Featuring previously unreleased material. If you're a fan of Joan Rivers, it looks like this place called Comedy Dynamics had bought hundreds of hours of content from the Joan Rivers estate, and they're going to do a big box set in digital albums. Melissa Rivers says, "Well, hundreds of hours of my mother on tape sounds great to her fans. To my therapist, it sounds like another beach house." So, lucky for her, you'll buy it, or some people will buy it, and she'll get rich off of it. Okay. She died in 2014. 2014! I was like, oh, she died like 2 years ago. Nope, 6 years ago. Age 81. She experienced serious complications while undergoing a routine throat procedure where the doctors were taking selfies, if you recall, and yucking it up while she passed away on the table in front of them.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm sure they don't have careers anymore, right?
Well, one would hope, Vin. Machine Gun Kelly, who we just mentioned is going to be on that Tony Hawk soundtrack. He and Megan Fox are, well, they're Instagram official. They've taken a photo. He is a full foot and a half taller than her. She's tiny. And he is just holding on to her, and he's got his phone up, and they're both sticking their tongues out. And then that's paired side by side with a picture of her with Brian Austin Green, who is like, it's fine. It's fine. We were married for a decade. We're trying to break up amicably. He says, I think it's going as well as it can. There's no rule book to it. There's no way of doing it right or doing it wrong. We're learning as we go, just communicating as much as we can. He also acknowledged the toll divorce would take on their three sons, Noah, 7, Bodie, 6, and Journey. He named their kid Journey, 3. I think it's up to us and parents in general how it affects your kids, whether it's a really negative experience or it's okay and they feel safe in it and feel loved. Everyone still loves and respects everyone. Things are just different. It's not a bad difference, it's just different. And he wishes her the best. So,
it's
no comment from
way
her.
Harder on kids than he's, you know.
Oh, no question
saying,
about that.
But you know, all you can do is try. I do know, though, that kids are like, no, I want my family together. You two just figure it out because I don't want any disruptions.
I will not
in
allow
my service.
This.
Right. No.
I don't want any service disruptions. Oh, there's the picture. There's one. Right. Well, that's one of the pictures. There's another one too, Brinny. It's another black and white one, but he's got a black shirt on in it, and her tongue is 4 inches long sticking out of her mouth. It's spectacular. He captioned the picture. Waited for eternity to find you again, Megan.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just... They met on the set of a movie. I don't even know when the movie's coming out. It's called Midnight in the Switchgrass. So good luck to them. I hope it lasts forever. It's fantastic.
The two
All right,
cuckoo
Vincent.
Birds found each other.
They
good for
sure
you,
did. Too.
I'm glad you're happy.
2 in a billion. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Parties and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.